If I can have your attention here in the media center, we are now joined by the winner of the Alsco Uniforms 302, Josh Berry, driver of the number 8 Harrison's USA Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. Today, big day for you, Josh. So not only did you win the race, you clinched the manufacturer's title for Chevrolet. You collected win number 500 in this series for Chevrolet, and you punched your ticket to the championship for in Phoenix. Walk us through everything that means to you today.
Yeah, it's just truly really, really special. When I started on this journey and figured out and found out I was going to run full-time this year, we all sat down at the beginning of the year and said that our goal was to make the championship four. We felt like we were capable of that. We knew what we could do. We knew there'd be bumps along the road in my first full season, but we believed in our hearts that we could be at Phoenix. And to accomplish a goal like that, you know, it's just really hard to put into words what that really means when you work day in and day out to be at this level and be better each and every day. To be able to accomplish something like that is truly amazing. And you know, there's still a lot of work ahead of us. So we want to get three other junior motorsports cars to Phoenix, and we want to get ready to go to Phoenix and have the opportunity to go win a championship.
Okay, we're going to open the floor for questions. We will start with Zach, and we'll go to Jeff.
Zach Sterniel with NASCAR.com. Josh, congrats on the win. You smacked the wall pretty good there off turn four, battling for the lead there with Allmendinger. Were you afraid that was going to ruin the handle of the car? Did you notice anything wrong initially?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely worried, but AJ left me just a lane and nothing more, and we were a little bit tight off of four all day, and it just, like I said, just ran out of real estate. But you know, I've raced since I was 8 years old. Worked day in and day out, like I said, to be here at this level, there was no way I was going to back out. So I felt like that was the opportunity. If we got out front, that we could control the race. We had a lot of speed for about 30, 35 laps on each run. You know, it was shaping up to be ours to lose. We just had to get out front, get the clean air, and you know, it's that important in these races. And you know, thankfully the good Lord kept all our tires inflated and all our pieces together.
We'll go to Jeff and then Daniel.
Jeff Gluck from The Athletic over here. This journey for you, especially the last few years, to go from, okay, like you're going to get a shot and some decent Xfinity stuff, and now, you know, full time, and now all of a sudden Final Four for the Xfinity Series, and especially without, you know, having a bunch of money to throw around and buy your way in. I mean, as you think about the situation where you are now compared to a few years ago, how can you get your head around that?
Yeah, it's just hard to really put into words. I mean, you know, I'm just so thankful for the people that I have around me. Obviously, everybody at Junior Motorsports with, you know, Dale, Kelly, L.W. Miller, they've been huge supporters of mine. Obviously, Mr. H and Hendrick Motorsports, everything they do for us. And, you know, I just feel very, very lucky. At the end of the day, we look at it, I got this opportunity in the Xfinity Series, part-time last year and then now full-time this year, statistically in the best season Junior Motorsports has ever had, right? Our cars are the fastest, the best, you know, Noah and Justin and Sam and I, we just had a ton of speed. And I'm just so lucky. A lot of this stuff's just about timing sometimes. And, you know, I know I'm a little older, but, man, I would do it all over again for a day like today.
Go to Daniel and then to Tom.
Dale McFadden, Speed Sport. Josh, it had been a while since you'd actually led laps, and I think since New Hampshire where you even led double-digit laps. What kinks have you and the number 8 team been, like, working out over these last few months?
Yeah, it's been hard to say. I mean, I think part of it, to be honest, is the schedule was super diverse there through the summer. You know, you had lots of road courses, super speedways. We just kind of lost our rhythm throughout that. Obviously the road course race, and I hadn't been to any of those tracks, so we knew that was going to be an uphill battle. I mean, we knew that was something that we were going to kind of bleed out on, but it actually ended up being pretty solid. And then you take the first round of the playoffs, and you know, we knew what we had to do to advance here, but when we looked at the schedule, we knew if we could make it to this round, Vegas, Homestead, Martinsville would be three great opportunities for us, and we just had to be at our best. And, today I'm not going to say we were at our complete best potential, but we had a really fast race car and executed when it counted.
Tom, then Bob.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Josh, last year you won here in the fall. This year you won here in the fall. How is this win similar to last year? How is it different?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, one way, you know, I'm with the same race team that I had last year. You know, this was the one team last year. So basically I'm riding the same car that I won with here last year, actually. And, so we just knew that was going to be a great opportunity for us. For whatever reason, you know, my team has done a really good job here. Even when, you know, before, when they had Michael, he had really good runs here. So we just knew this was a great opportunity for us. And it just seems like, you know, it was kind of similar to what we've experienced in the fall. Like, we didn't really have a ton of speed early, but just as the race went on, we just got better and better and better as the track rubbered up. And like I said, we were fast when it counted.
Next to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. If you mess up that move or it ends your day, you're probably looking at a must win at Homestead or Martinsville. Obviously, you were below the cut line coming in. So I'm curious, like, how much are you weighing risk versus reward at that point?
In the heat of the moment, I mean, it's hard to really even say, you know, I mean, I would still call it a mistake on my part getting into the fence like that. But like I said, I wasn't going to let off. So, I mean, it's just kind of, it's hard, right? Like, it's fate sometimes, you know, sometimes you hit the wall barely and you have a flat tire, and sometimes you kill it and you're fine. So it's just, you know, it's just how it goes sometimes. I'd be kicking myself if we had a flat tire, but luckily that didn't happen.
Go to Justin, then to Zach.
Justin Schuler, kicking the tires. First off, congratulations, Josh. But you've had a lot of success in the Cars Tour as well. And now we're starting to see that get transferred right over to the Xfinity Series. So over the years, like, what has it been that you've been able to figure out these cars and figure out these tracks so quickly to be able to go out and not just dominate, but maybe sneak in, kind of like you did on that final restart, taking advantage of the 16 and 10 getting together and then just sliding right through to walk away?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been really fortunate to be with Junior Motorsports, have great race cars, you know, spend a long time building my own race cars and racing myself and really having the time of my life. And I never thought that I would be at this level and have this opportunity. But, you know, I quickly figured out that you know, under the right circumstances that I could compete. And I still feel like I got a lot to learn and a lot to improve on. But days like today surely help.
Zach?
You're also going to the Championship Four in Mike Baumgartner's final year on top of the pit box. How meaningful is it to get him and this team to the Championship Four with that in mind as well?
Yeah, it's amazing, right? Mike Baumgartner has been around at Hendrick Motorsports and Junior Motorsports for a very long time, and I mean, he is literally just such an amazing person. So well respected within our company. And I mean, look, I know I raced for 10 years racing late models. And I mean, I was over there, you know, 10 years ago talking to Bummy and stealing parts and different things, right, for my late model cars. So we've known each other a long time. And I tell you, I'm excited for him because I believe that's going to be a great opportunity and a great fit for him in his new role. You know, but I also hate that he's leaving, and I know our team is going to hate. I mean, he's not leaving. He's still going to be around, but it's going to be a little different. But, you know, I really can't say enough about the character and person that he is and how he leads our race team and the example that he sets with our guys. He's always in there, hands-on, working on every time I'm over there, he's over there working on our race car. He's leading the other teams, helping the other teams, you know, never really says no to anybody, and just an amazing, amazing person. I know that, you know, this win today, carrying us to the championship for, give him a little bit of a sigh of relief.
And then just one more too. Among the guys beneath the cut line now are AJ Allmendinger, that number 16 team. Obviously, there's respect for all seven of the other competitors, but how does that change the complexion or at least lighten the stress for you over these next couple of weeks, knowing that you're already locked in and some of the other guys have work to do?
Yeah. You know, it's a great feeling, right? I mean, everybody, this is the home run when you come start this round of eight, to come win the first race, give yourself, you know, 2 weeks to prepare for Phoenix. You know, it's just a great opportunity. And, I'll let the rest of those guys figure out how they get in, because I'm already in.
Hey, Josh. Dale with Garage Guys Fantasy Sports. Caesars Sportsbook had you at 22-1 to win this race. For comparison, Noah Gragson closed at 2-1, aka $100 bet. If Gragson wins $200. A $100 bet on you wins $2,200. So, considering that and considering your strong resume at Las Vegas, are you surprised to hear that?
Yeah, they threw a little disrespect on me. I'll be honest. No, I don't know. We've been struggling a little bit the last couple of months. I guess I could see that. But look, anybody that knows us knows a wing win every week. I've said that every week. So hopefully some people made a lot of money today.
Go next to Chris.
ChrisKnightCatchFans.com. Josh, Phoenix last fall wasn't so great, but you rebounded with the top podium finish in March at Phoenix. So do you like Phoenix? Do you feel comfortable with Phoenix? And what's your outtake? How much different is it going to be from the spring to the fall race?
Yeah, it's going to be – it's definitely going to be a little different than what we had there earlier this year, but, Phoenix is an amazing racetrack. I think it's a great racetrack to hold the final race. We've seen some great racing there over the years, and it's been a place that I feel like I took to pretty quick. Even my start last year in the 8, we had a memorable experience there. Some of you may remember that one, but, and then we had a really good run there in the spring. I had to start in the back and drove all the way up to the field for third, so I feel like I feel like we're ready for that moment. I think we've been working for it all year, so I think we're prepared.
Go to Dustin, then Adam.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Josh, so far this year, we've already heard from Junior Motorsports and that, the three other rides have been filled. Haven't heard about your status. Obviously, as you've alluded to, Dale, Kelly, and LW have done a lot for your career. What kind of confidence, concern is there as a guy who's in the championship four at this point that nothing has come out, or is there a little bit more that you can kind of at least hint or say?
Well, this came at a good time, I would say, because I guess everybody should stay tuned to that one. Yeah.
Okay. And the
second. Things coming.
Okay, so you're feeling pretty good about everything.
I feel good, yeah.
Okay, good. Secondly, obviously, with your career path, you're always or often viewed as the short track guy, the guy who came up through the ranks and are representative of that group. Is that something that is something that you still, is that something you relish, accept? Is that a burden? And when you're racing these short tracks, do some of the other drivers talk about, come up to you and see how you did it? And do you provide hope in that sense?
Yeah, it's really been a great experience going back to that level and racing a couple times and just seeing. I've been very thankful that, the majority of my competitors and friends at those races have been really supportive of me and the things I've been able to accomplish. And I know that I'll have lots of texts and calls tonight after a day like today. But, ultimately, I'm proud of my journey to get here. Like I said earlier, I would do it all over again. I wouldn't change a single thing, no matter what. But at the same time, you get to this level, and what you've done before really don't mean a whole lot. I think that I've, obviously been really successful and fortunate to have some great opportunities. But when you fire and strap in those race cars and go racing, nobody else out there cares what you did. So, it's just been an amazing experience. And like I said, I just love every minute of it.
We'll go to Dustin, then to Adam, and we'll finish with Jeff.
Dustin Albino, JC.com. Josh, the first two stages, you're kind of stuck in traffic a little bit. When did you realize that you had a race-winning car today?
Well, I think we just we worked our way pretty forward. We had a little bit of a hiccup on the first pit stop. Got back to, 17th, and the path just cleared for me. I just made all the right decisions and had an amazing restart. I think I gained, 6 or 7 spots right off the bat. And it's like that kind of just gave us the momentum throughout the rest of the race. Like I said, our car fired off super, super good. And it just, like I said, I just made the right moves on those restarts. Clean air was huge. We knew that when the race would go up to the wall, it would make it hard to pass. And just had to just make sure I kept my tires from getting too hot and just really stayed focused there at the end.
Hi, Josh. Adam Carabine from RacingRefresh.com down here. I was just looking back at some of your comments you made when you announced that you were getting a full-time ride with Junior Motorsports last year, and you had said that you'd had a few other options, but you wanted to be in the Xfinity Series. You know, imagine that you today could go back and tell that version of Josh Berry that you'd be in the championship for this year. Like, I'm just kind of curious what sort of thought process you'd have there.
I would have believed it. You know, I know what we're all capable of. If we work together and put these race cars on the racetrack that are this good, I know what we can do, and we've done it. You know, I just think for me, and I just need probably a little bit more time just to learn all these places, go to them for a second or third time to just build a little bit more consistency. But ultimately, with this playoff format, you know, it comes down to, you know, these three races, and if you can win, you're in. And, you know, we said that we could win, and we did.
Do you have any good stories from when you were a bank teller?
No. No, you know, that was funny. I was in high school and did that for a couple years, and it was actually really fun. I learned a lot, believe it or not, doing that, but just a crazy experience. I remember everybody that worked there was pretty mad when I quit to move to North Carolina to go racing, so I guess they might understand a little better now.
When you go to a bank now, are you, like, does that bring back memories for you? Are you having flashbacks?
No, yeah. I always try. If I ever, you know, nowadays, really, people, you don't have to go to the bank as much anymore as you used to 10 or 15 years ago. But, yeah, every time I go, I try to make sure I got everything in line, you know, got all my numbers right, date right. You know, don't want to hold them people up any.
Well, Josh, we certainly know you cashed in today. So good luck next weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway, and good luck in the championship for Phoenix.
Yeah, thank you all.
Yeah, take care now.